In addition to pointing out that, you know, defining the word soul is all about determining our ideas of what we are and why, he went on to say, Marvin Minsky went on to say that he believes that everyone has to construct a mental model of, here we go again, what they are and where they came from and why they are as they are. And the word soul in each person is the name for that particular mishmash of those fully formed ideas of one's nature. What do you think about that? What we are. Not who, but what. For so many years, you know, we've said, you know, one of the nagging questions on our minds has been, who are we? And that is almost always the way the question was asked. Who are we? Marvin Minsky says the question is, what are we? And you see how by using the word what, it becomes much, much easier to make a mental jump from, excuse me, humans being very, very different from humanoids, artificial intelligence, to humans being very, very similar to humanoids, artificial intelligence. I mean, if we're both what's, as opposed to humans being who we are compared to humanoids being what they are, if we're all what, over time, wear down this notion that we are, the question is, who are we? Wear us down so that we begin to embrace the question of, what are we? If you left a computer by itself, or a community of computers by themselves, they would try to figure out where they came from and what they are. This is what Minsky says. Now, here's my question. Would they try to figure that out on their own? Or would they try to figure that out because they would be programmed to try to figure that out? Minsky was suggesting that machines could likely develop a particular way of being in the world, one which is grounded in the search for identity and purpose. And of course, as I mentioned, when we talked identity for decades, we were literally asking the question, who are we? And that's how we would identify ourselves. This is who I am. He says, what? Of course, why are we here? Has to do with purpose. And we had a lot of discussion about that. Purpose-driven church, etc. Minsky's saying, though, that machines could likely develop, or at least suggesting that machines could likely develop a particular way of being in the world, and that particular way of being in the world would be grounded in the search for identity and the search for purpose, and that this way of being could be similar to humans' own way of being. Brown is skeptical. He notes the physiological differences between human bodies and artificial intelligence. And he says that it really can't think like a human because humans think with their whole bodies and from what extends from their bodies. And he goes on to say that robots have very different bodies and physiology. As Brown explains, embodied cognition is a recent field of study that begins from the assumption that our cognitive processes are at their core sensory motor, situated, and action relevant. Thelma Lobel, author of Sensation, The New Science of Physical Intelligence, said in a story on embodied cognition that our thoughts, our behaviors, our decisions, and our emotions are influenced by our physical sensations, by the things we touch, the texture of the things we touch, the temperature of the things we touch, the colors, the smells. All these, without our awareness, influence our behaviors, our thoughts, and our emotions. Think about a time that you were doing something that you were enjoying, and it could have been something very simple. Very simple. Maybe you were in the house somewhere. It may have been your favorite room. It may have been any room. Maybe it, let's say it was a room that you particularly liked, and you were sitting by the window, occasionally looking out there. It was a bright, beautiful day. And every now and then you look out there, but for the most part, you were absorbed with this comic book that you were reading. And while you were absorbed reading the comic book, Mom or Dad was in the kitchen cooking something that was smelling mighty good. And every now and then, you would divert your attention from the comic book just briefly to really, really take in the fragrance of the food, the aroma of the food that was being prepared. And you may have been 8 or 9 years old at that time. And let's just say, 20 years later, for whatever the reason, that event came to the surface of your memory. And it was almost as though you were sitting there by that window, holding that comic book, and actually smelling the aroma of the food again. 20 years later, you're not even in the same house, and it's almost as though you smell that food again. Without our awareness, what we smell, what we touch, the colors we see, etc., influence our behaviors, thoughts, and emotions. Now, we know that artificial intelligence will be able to remember and recall. They're certainly built to be that way. Will there be emotions associated with what they recall?